This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Reformation of the Mind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Indeed, the most excellent aim behind people's efforts is that which is for the pleasure of Allah, the Most High. A society with such a prominent goal does not yield to any kind of aggression and transgression, nor does it surrender to immorality. For this reason, the Holy Quran and the Islamic traditions lay stress on the reformation of the mind. Allah, the Most High, said in the Holy Quran, chapter 39, verse number 3, "Surely sincere obedience is due to Allah alone." Reformation of the mind for the sake of Allah is what makes us a good human being. Reformation of the mind, again, for the sake of Allah, is the only thing that would bring about a desired positive change in an individual and inevitably a healthy change in the society, because an individual is part of a larger compound called society. So if individuals start to change and reform themselves through the reformation of their mind, we would end up with a much better, much developed, much stable society. And this is something which becomes inevitable goal of every human being, because we want to give our children, our next generation, a better society, not a worse one. So for that, at an individual level, reformation of the mind is very essential. And it is only possible if we are sincere in our obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the reformation of the mind. And we said that we have to reform the way we think if we want to build a society that is in line with the divine teachings of Islam. Islam has given us clear instructions towards positive reformation. The Prophet of Allah said, "And they're not enjoined anything except that they should serve Allah, being sincere to Him in obedience, to be upright, keep the prayer, and pay the poor rate, and that is the right religion." Chapter 98, verse number 5. If you notice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us a roadmap for reformation of mind. It starts off with the sincere obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we want to reform our societies and our surroundings without taking Allah and His obedience into consideration. Well, this is a fruitless and this is a useless pursuit. If we truly want the perfect reformation and that positive change in the society, we have to begin with considering what Allah wants for this society, what Allah wants for these human beings, what Allah has desired from them, what He has demanded from them. If we minus Allah, like, you know, some of the Western societies are pushing this agenda to just subtract Allah from this whole process of reformation and improvement and development, well, guess what? It's not going to get anywhere, because this contradicts and violates the basic rules that Allah has created this universe with. So we have to be focused on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bring about that positive change and reformation of minds and souls by and through sincere worship of Allah, sincere obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.